Blog Talk Radio.
In the wind. Welcome everybody to Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long, and we're here live into our ninth year. I've been here as I was speaking to our first caller coming up here a long time. He told me he started listening to BTR, Blog Talk Radio, and in 2009, that was the year I started, and probably one of the oldest ones here. And I'm very happy to be here because it's all about love. It's all about helping people. And that's what our guests are all about. And especially our first guest, Linnea Starr, psychic medium. And she's going to be taking your phone calls here. So dial on in 347-884-8245. Press the one on your phone to come aboard. We are looking for first-time callers for Linnea. So if you have spoken to Linnea before, please let others come on in, okay? We have a lot of other shows tonight. We'll be going all the way until at least 10 p.m. Eastern time. We have Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop, tonight at 9. So with Marilyn Posick, so psychic roundtable tonight at 9. A lot of great shows coming your way. Lastly, don't forget our homeless mission. Okay, folks, kind of give me your ear for just 60 seconds, okay? I'm going to put the timer on myself because I know how spirit takes a hold of me. But, you know, I think you will agree that everybody listening to my voice right now would call themselves spiritual, right? Would you call yourself spiritual? Okay. So that means that you are love. You love your brothers and sisters. And our homeless mission, our act of love, is all about showing that spirituality in action. As I've stated on the show for the whole 9 years, we got to do more, folks, than say, blessings and prayers be with you, and off you go out the door. We have got to come together just like we did Melvin so that he wasn't homeless. And we can help folks on the street so they have something to eat, a roof over their head during the night. And please support. I think everybody can contribute at least $5, right? If $5 will make you homeless tomorrow, do not donate, okay? Do not donate. But otherwise, get aboard. Get aboard, everybody, today. Let's do it. Let's make Monday an incredible day on Journey into the Light. The link is right there. I do all the legwork. I do all the work on it. All I need you to do is click on the link and put in your digits. It'll take you less than a minute. And you'll feel great about it. You'll see all the people you help, of all the pictures I post on Facebook and videos. The link is there on the show page. Let's get everybody involved today. So let's get everybody that's calling in today and everybody that's listening involved. The link is there. Come on, let's start with our first caller. Stan, you're going to get on over there, I know. At the first caller, you're going to click on that link, and I know it. And we're going to go to Stan first, and we're going to go down the line here. So if you're calling in, I'll be coming to you in the screening room, so be by your phones, and the link is right on the show page, okay? All right, I took 3 minutes. Okay, apologize for that. Let's bring on our guest here, Linnea Starr, to the show. Welcome back, Linnea.
Thank you so much, and what a wonderful mission you are accomplishing with your years as a...
Oh, we lost her. Oh, okay. She'll be calling back in. So that was really interesting, wasn't it? As soon as my phone dinged, the call was dropped. Now, was that a coincidence, or was I don't believe in coincidences, but I don't know what that was. But Lene will be calling right back in, and we'll go to her immediately. So stand by. Okay. All right. You're back, Lene. Somehow we lost you.
Sorry, we lost the signal. I just was complimenting you on all your years of beautiful blog talk, radio and light work, and also for your missionary work in bringing the necessity of brothers helping brothers. So thank you for that. That's very appreciative. That's a wonderful mission that you're doing.
Well, thank you for saying that. And you've done the same. You help people in so many ways, and help them. And I wanted to ask you a question before we go to callers, because I was talking to someone today that he had a tragic event. He lost his little son to a tragic accident, and they're grieving as parents, and he wanted to know, you know, like, he's not calling in right now, but in general, when people pass, you know, some, like himself and his wife, they were struggling to know, is he okay? And they also felt so horrible because of the accident that they weren't able to do something to prevent it.
Well, I'm going to say that through this sad period of time, naturally, I think they will be very open to having a communication with the little one. And it might start out with dreams. The little boy, was he under five? Was he under 5 years of age?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say sometimes children that young will come back right away in a dream. And they'll also do... other things around the house, they'll do electronic things. Your lights will go off, your computer will go on, your doorbell will ring, and that's always a spiritual connection trying to get your attention. And the other thing is, if you could be kind enough to tell this, sadly, this beautiful family, that the little boy that's talking to me, I believe it's their child, he's showing me white animals, and that could be a white rabbit, it could be a white owl, a white bird. And he says every time they see an animal, you know, whatever the animal may be, and if it's a white animal, that's him trying to get their attention with the white of spirituality. White is always a very pure, sanctifying color, and since he's so young to begin with, it would also reflect his innocence. So anytime they get anything, a picture, or they're someplace and they see this white animal, he's telling them that that would be him coming through to make a connection. I'm very sorry for their loss. Please tell them that.
I will. Thank you for that. And it doesn't, when people pass, I was telling him, you know, I get comfort. I lost my parents really young, as you know, Linnea,
but I get
comfort from near-death experience stories. Like, I started with Daniel Brinkley many years ago, and I picked up his book, and I always encourage him to pick up some books like that. But don't souls, once they pass, though, like the son, you know, because parents wonder, or you know, myself wonder about, you know, the loved ones who have passed. Are they happy now? I always get that they are extremely happy when they pass over. Is that true?
Yeah, that's a great observation, because how I perceive that is, you know, we are given our lives by a supreme being, I believe, God and Christ. And when we're called home to them, that is, you know, the soul's journey. You come out on the earth plane, you might live a long time, you might not live a long time, but that soul has gone to spirit now, so the soul spirit is very happy and content in the afterlife. It's the people left on the earth plane that are very much missing the beauty and the love of that person, but I think they want everyone to know that they're at peace, they're home, you know, they're hallelujah, they're home, but they still want to be a connection to us. So I think they're trying to tell everybody, we're okay, we're all right, and we're right here to communicate with you if you're open to that opening the doorway to let us come back and visit from the metaphysical realm.
Yeah, great. And what about, lastly, what about like a tragic accident where people feel guilty? Like, isn't that like, you know, their way of leaving, like they were supposed to leave at that time anyway, and
that's another really good observation. I think that there's a timeline for all of us, and no one, there is a biblical phrase that says no one knows the hour. So I'm going to say there are certain circumstances that happen. It's nobody's fault. It's just that that's the timeline that our soul spark, I call it the soul spark, is here. Some of us are here 50 years, 80 years, 20 years, under 20 years. So I'm going to say I don't think it's deliberate. I think it's just the timeline to each person we're given the allotment. And some people, you know, their allotment is not a very long time. So I don't think the circumstances can be blamed on humanness. I think it's just the divine plan that when our time is up and God calls us home, he calls us home at his timeline, not ours.
Yeah, and because I remember myself, when my mom passed, I was driving the car. I was 16 years old, and we were on vacation, so we were kind of a different area that we normally are not at. And my mom was next to me, and what happened was, a dog came out in front of the onto the road. He didn't go in front of us. He ran along the side of the car, and then his paw, you could hear on the back tire, clipped the tire. Dog was okay. He was in the back mirror, I could see he was limping. But my mom didn't see any of this, and she thought that, because she was a very devout Catholic and didn't want to harm anybody, and was very worried about that. And was very worried about her soul, and, you know, definitely wanted to be reunited with Christ. And anyway, she thought we hit a person, and she said, "Do we hit a child?" And then instantly, that fear shot a blood clot that she didn't know she had that was in her chest and went to her heart, and she died right there next to me in the car.
Oh no!
And
oh my God, I'm sorry. How old was she?
She was 40. She was 40.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
And
it's not your
time.
Fault.
Yeah, no, and some people.
Not your fault.
Yeah, some people try
to let
you
to comfort
know,
you.
Yeah, and some people
try to insinuate
that maybe, you know, I should have tried to miss the dog, but I couldn't because I was. on two-lane traffic. I would have went head-on with another car. So luckily I had the well-being of not blaming myself, which I, you know, could have done.
No. No, it's going to be also, too, that I think your mother would say to you, no, I think your mother would say to you, you saved a beautiful creature's life. You chose to save the beautiful creature, and it was her time. So I think a timeline is not up to us as humans. I think the timeline is up to our spiritual leader, you know, our whatever foundation of faith we follow. So I think your mother would feel a blessing that no one else got hurt through the accident, if that had been the case, and the animal did survive. So I'm going to say, please don't ever think that that had anything to do with your fault or your onus. It was the universe's way of saying this is the time for her to come back to God. I would take it as that. I'm sorry. That's a profound loss.
Yeah. I agree, and I knew it was her time. Thankfully, I knew it, and I knew if it wasn't then, it would be some other time really close by, because she had that blood clot in her chest that was just a matter of time before it went to her heart, and my mom so desperately missed my dad, who died 4 years earlier. She just never
got
over
it. She wanted to be with him.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. So they're together. I would say that's such a spiritual awakening, and she knew she could see him, and I think that that was her way to go to glory. So I think they were meant to be together, and I think that's how it played out.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, right. Thank you. Okay, well, hopefully that helps some folks listening too. And that's why I share those stories from time to time. And I'd like to have a guest on like you, Linnea, that's very gifted that I can share that with.
Thank you. That's profound. No. But I know they're together, and I think that, you know, when the time came and she knew she was going to your father, I think it was just a burst of energy, and then she was with him.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, beautiful. Well, let's take the rest of the time with the callers, and let's go to Stan in North Carolina. You're live with Linnea Starr.
Well, hello. Hello.
Good
there.
Evening. How are you? Hi. Thank you so much for calling. And do you have a question tonight to pose to the universe? What can we help you with?
Linnea, I'm 64 years old, and I'm semi-retired, but I have two adult sons. But I've been on my sort of spiritual path. Awakening started about 10 years ago, and I did a lot. I got rid of my belongings and sold my house and took off on a motorcycle trip in 2010. And
awesome.
Just sort of went wherever the guidance took me, and lived in Oregon for a couple of years, and then I met through a BTR chat room a gal who lived in Florida, and I was doing some healing work at the time and did a healing on her, and before you know it, something started happening with us. So I got on my bike and drove to South Florida, teen, and a year later we had a little boy.
That's a miracle. How old is your little one now?
My little boy is 3 years old now, and
beautiful.
We're living in the mountains of North Carolina. She has a 9-year old. So I went from being kind of a free spirit to having these responsibilities, and been very involved with nurturing my 3-year old in a way I couldn't when I had my two other sons, because I was in working mode. So
I'm going to say too, where you are in life, they gave you such a beautiful blessing, a beautiful gift, and I think being able to spend as much time with this little one is going to be fulfilling on both ends. Is he showing any signs of any kind of creativity or any kind of musical gift? Have you noticed that around him?
It's amazing how many – he's just a great, amazing, beautiful being. He's artistic. He's I've made him a guitar out of cardboard. He gets up and pretends like he's playing that. He's incredibly athletic. I mean, I don't know. He's got so many things that are going on. I'm just convinced that, it's been a wonderful thing, and I've been devoting a lot of my time to him. But at the same time, I'm at a point now where I feel like it's time for me to move into the thing or one of the things I'm here for, to help others. And so I'm sitting with that and formulating some ideas about that. I just wondered what, if anything, you might be getting to add to my perspective.
Sure. I'm going to say, yeah, thank you. I'm going to say that there's a very strong nerve. Think that maybe you want to, you know, fix things or help people find their way. So I'm going to say, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but you might work with the youth, troubled youth, young boys, uh-huh. young girls that have lost their way or they don't have the family support. You might get involved with some community agencies to bring that person out a little bit more. And I'm going uh-huh. to say that that's very rewarding work. And have you thought about working with children that might have special needs or their families are not as conducive to, you know, their environment? Have you thought about helping children like that?
It's not so much that I thought about children like that, but I do have I had some experience when I was in the working world developing training young people in the area of sales and basically life, you know. And so
great.
And I do have I have an affinity for little ones, you know.
I'm picking that up, especially when you're talking about your son. So I'm going to say don't, you know, throw that idea away. I think there could be an agency or a church group or some place that might visit places. You know, sometimes they have shelters or they have homes where children have supervised visits and things like that. So I'm going to say I think you might be very instrumental in the healing of some of these younger children as they're making some of the transitions through social service agencies, foster care, or things like that. So you might contact, you know, some of your children's advocacy places or some of your churches, because that kind of vibration is so needed, especially when children, you know, are faced with that kind of trauma. They don't really know where to go or what to do. And somebody with the understanding and the expertise, I think you'd be very valuable with that. And you could also get involved with high schools. You could go to career days, you know, for the training that you're able to give people, and you might be able to help people, young, you know, adults find their way for education or training for jobs. But I do pick up the strong aura of healing around you for little children. So, you know, research that and see if you can find a pathway that takes you to that. And good luck. Let us know what comes true.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care now. Thank you. Good luck.
Bye bye. See you.
Bye bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Stan. And Stan, I hope you can make it on over to the GoFundMe link that's listed on the show page. Just click on that, donate any amount. Anything helps. And you can also contact Linnea Starr for private sessions, which she does. The email or as far as website is LinneaStarr.com. The link is on the show page. Also, phone number, if that's easier for you, is 978-549-7802. 978-549-7802. Let's go next here with 6 minutes left. Let's go to Tiffany in North Carolina.
Hello.
Hi, this is North Carolina Night. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for taking my phone call today.
Sure. And what question might you have for the stars tonight? What would you like to ask?
I was just wondering about as far as what, in what way spiritually would I be a greater asset to humanity as far as my purpose is concerned. I'm kind of don't know in which direction to go to focus all my energy on as far as my purpose.
All right. Are you, what a wonderful question. Are you connected to a congregation right now? Is there a church that you're affiliated with, or are you looking for that?
Yeah, there's a church that I'm affiliated with, yes.
All right, great. Well, I'm going to say that's usually a strong foundation of community endeavor. And your name alone, Tiffany, is a very different name, and it's always associated with elegance and beauty, you know, Tiffany's in New York. So I'm going to say just your name says there's a specialness around you. They are giving me February. Do you have a connection to February at all?
February. Not that I can think of right now. Not to say that I won't think about it later.
That's all right. And are you with someone? Are you seeing anybody right now? Are you a married lady or, you know, involved in a relationship?
Yes, I am married.
Oh, you're married. Great. And how many children? Do you have children?
I have two girls. Yes.
How beautiful.
But not,
all right. Well,
not by my husband, though.
That's all right. No, you had your children, and there was a reason for that. And are you hoping for a child with the wonderful husband that you're with now?
I am.
All right. Well, I see a baby boy. So do you know, is this something that you're planning sooner rather than later? Are you thinking about that right now?
Well, I have thought about it. I just had two miscarriages.
I'm sorry.
Like in
for
the
that.
Last 6 months.
Okay. Sometimes when that happens, and that's a very profound loss, that is, it could have been something not right. It could have had a problem, and God sometimes calls that baby to him, but that does not preclude the fact that your next attempt is going to, it's going to be perfect. And I hear the name Elijah. Do you have anyone with the name of Elijah around you?
I do know someone named Elijah around me, yes.
All right, and who is the wonderful Elijah?
He's a cousin.
All right, that's a cousin. So your cousin Elijah might know, when you have the beautiful gift of life. And they're also showing me Joshua. Do you have a Josh or a Joshua around you?
Joshua, no.
All right, well, I hear that name, so listen for it. But it's telling me that within the next year, there could be news of gift of life for you. And they keep showing me a big Bible. So I'm going to say, is your family a very spiritual group? Would you consider your family and yourself in the spiritual realm? Are you open to that?
I'm very spiritual. I would say maybe the Bible could be them being religious.
Spirituality.
Spiritual.
Okay, that's all right. They showed me the Pentecostal church. Does someone have a connection to that? That's where they sing and they do the hands-on healing. Have you ever been to anything like that?
Yes, I have.
All right, well, I'm being shown that you have a spirituality around you that would be opened up by going to more Pentecostal things because they really do the hands-on, the clapping, the singing, and that's going to awaken within you, I think, a deeper knowledge of what you want and how you want to go about it. So I'm going to say in the next 6 to 8 months, you might avail yourself to going to that kind of congregation. And I think that is just going to give you a little more insight as to where your ability to give back would begin. What does your wonderful husband do for work?
He's in between two job offers right now, but he's an electrician.
I know that's a very good field and it's very, very in demand. So I think he's going to find something before the end of May. And they are telling me that if you can think about going to some of the Pentecostal churches, different ones, not always the same, I think you're going to make a connection with some of the community people there and you might do something to help people in need. They're showing me fundraisers. They're showing me getting food and dry goods for Haiti. Have you ever done any volunteer work to help out the Haitian fundraising at all? Have you ever done that?
I have not done that, but I have done volunteer work, a lot of volunteer work.
All right. So I think you're very good at that, and that's very much needed. So I would avail myself to, as I'm telling you, to go to some of the different Pentecostal ones, and you might be able to hook up with somebody that's looking for that kind of volunteerism, and that's going to give you a spiritual segue. And I think you're going to be welcoming a little boy within a year to 14 months. Good luck. Let us know what comes true.
Okay. Thank you for sharing your gift. I do appreciate it.
I do, too. Thank you so much, Tiffany. Have a good night.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. All right, Linnea, thanks so much for coming on. Great show. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, I did, too. And we will talk soon. I will speak to you next week. Have a great week.
Okay, you too, Linnea. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night now. Bye-bye.
Okay, Linnea will be back next week at the same time. That's going to end this episode, but the doctor is in. So call back in with any herbal questions or any doctor questions. So everybody redial as Journey in Life continues.